Here at the Clean Cities Congress and Expo, another award winner. With me in this interview is Ray Cockrell, who is with Warren Wilson College in Asheville, North Carolina. And Ray, I understand you received an award from the Propane Education and Research Council, and this is their Propane Fleet Award, and in your case, for being an innovative fleet user. Let's talk a little bit first of all about what is it that Warren Wilson College does in the area of fleet that uses propane.
We have a lot of student workers. We're a work college, and so we have a lot of students who are on mowers many hours a day. When they're not in class, they're generally at work. So that is our proximity protection is what our first point was, is keeping students safe and keeping them out of the hydrogen bubble and the NOx bubble that tends to surround lawnmowers in particular. The more horsepower you put out, the more pollution you put out. So the propane probably has cut at least 90% of that, the hydrocarbons, so it's nice to be able to tell a parent that you're protecting their child as much as possible. And that eases a lot of parents' minds as they send a child off to colleges.
So tell us a little bit about the operation that you run then, with and the type of mowers that you're using in this program.
Right now, we have, with Blossman Gas, we have picked up what's called a Ventrex, a big 31 horsepower, 8-wheel lawnmower that really does the bulk of the mowing. We've just got a new Cub Cadet that's been modified and an older machine as well, so they're modifying existing equipment. So we're doing conversions and we're having great luck with it. Technical support has been just within an hour away, so they're taking exceptional care of us.
With this being the Propane Education Research Council award we're talking about here, have you received any support information from them that's helped at all in this whole process?
Yeah, and actually they came to us with the idea. We knew we needed something, but they actually approached us with the ideas, and that's to their credit. We probably would still be unprotected. We enjoy the cleanness of it, the protection. It's worked out very well in our motors. With the air-cooled engines, it really has been effective.
Besides the benefits you've already described, are there any others that you receive through using this type of energy in this program?
One of the quickest and easiest things is the ability to quickly refill. In other words, we can snap a cylinder off and snap another one on. It's very available. We don't have to take the lawnmower half a mile back across campus to the gas pumps. We can just go to the back of the truck, grab another cylinder, pop it on, and keep on mowing. Lots of range. We're getting lots of hours of use. They have developed a new clear cylinder, which helps us monitor it very well, so we can look back and see how much liquid we've got.
Well, what else would you say about this program, especially from the standpoint of your users, the students, and what kinds of things do you hear from the students themselves that are out there?
Well, because one of our majors is environmental leadership. It's usually their students who are going out to be environmental leaders and teachers, etc. Most have minors in chemistry and biology, so they're very intelligent about what we're doing. They've become educated, and they know that we're doing the best that is available in the industry for them, which is propane right now.
How much mowing do you need to do? I mean, can you give me an idea in terms of area or acreage? Or, you know, it sounds like you must have some pretty significant mowing needs.
Well, it's actually the old Asheville Farm School. So we've got 1,300 acres. We log our own land. We also mow it. A lot of it is farmland, sustainable agriculture land. Probably 300 acres, 46 kids on landscaping. So, in other words, we've got 46 people and probably 20 students, mostly girls. They seem to be the best operators. Tear up less equipment, smoother with the controls, and it's the Clean Cities group has really helped us just in awareness. The number one polluter is mobile source, and lawnmowers were at the very top of the list. So we attack that first.
Well, you mentioned the Clean Cities Congress, and of course, I mean, coordinator, and of course we're here and you have a local coordinator. What are the ways that your Clean Cities organization has helped?
By being there. and because I'm actually from the area, the local air quality is most important. And as we join the Clean Vehicles Coalition and the Clean Cities Coalition, we're trying to bring a lot of things to the area, propane, E85. We're using biodiesel, locally produced biodiesel, which is very good for us, and we're running it in all of our farm equipment, all the John Deere tractors running B50. It's through the Clean Cities effort that really pushes me personally on my job.
Well, thank you very much, Ray Cockrell with Warren Wilson College. We want to congratulate him on his award here from the Propane Education and Research Council for being the Innovative Fleet of the Year. And with this interview from the Clean Cities Congress, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.